It is this notion of world order or the global state that must be wrestled with, perhaps, for us to stand together on this opening page of and claim our future. I recall saying, halfway jesting, part dead serious, of what was then Wallerstein's new book, the excerpt of which we just read, to the friend who'd planned the conference I attended back then. "It's about the French Revolution or some such thing," I said, "when what we need to be discussing is our future. What else is there to talk about?" I.e. getting clear on an opposite and working tirelessly to get it. But perhaps Wallerstein is right to, per Bentham's advice, reveal exactly what we got so that we have our legs beneath us when we jump. And in the sad event, we blow this chance to throw off the presumptions of the so-called masters, then his book stands, or rather hobbles, with the weight of what would then be a guaranteed suppression on its back. Stands as a challenge to the guaranteed propaganda teaching they will give to future youth, who will be taught to stand in awe of such as Kissinger. But on the other hand, as far as standing righteously against the conditioning they call education given youth goes, we have Popper, and look what power did to him. So, what we need to be discussing is our future. What else is there to talk about? Power has ever viewed us as uninformed, capricious masses, and then set about constructing the strictures and enforcing the practices using our, organized by them, own energy. That would seem to serve as evidence for this assessment. And most importantly, serve to make us seem so to ourselves. And kept in separate boxes, kept from our own natural tendency toward conglomeration, our stubborn resistance to this pejorative picture of ourselves has been as individuals. And the non-culture of child abandonment has reinforced this individual form, reinforced the propaganda. But today is different. The internet has altered the calculus of power, its formula for our containment. Today, we are able to see in real time and very concretely the lie of it, power's propaganda, and are taking concrete steps to overcome the heretofore devastating for our solidarity, our unity, effects of centuries of atomization.